I move it, but I push it over the side, but I can't even move it.
You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Jasmine. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
All right, now, so you called me from a safe location?
Yeah, I'm sitting in my car in the middle of the street, but yeah.
All right, and also, may I have your first and last name?
My name is Misty, M-I-S-T-Y, Pollock, P-O-L-L-O-C-K.
Okay. And also, do you mind providing me a good callback number to give a call back in case we get disconnected?
Yes. 612-807-7859.
Okay, one moment. And also, would you like to receive mobile text updates regarding the status of your service today?
Yes, please.
Okay. Message and data rates may apply. And do you mind providing me with your policy number?
Yeah. Do you want the actual policy number or the one that's on the roadside card?
The actual policy number.
The one has zero, one don't. Hello?
Hello, yes.
Okay, so the one on the roadside card is 282-757, but on the policy card, there's three more zeros. I got a friend coming to get her.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want her sitting here.
Yeah, and I'll just don't know too. So we're just going to change it too.
Okay, thank you.
Not it.
I know, I just keep telling them, like, go around.
Yep.
Like I said, I'd move it, but I can't.
And for security reasons, may you verify your address registered to the policy?
Yeah, 200 Highway 7, Hutchinson, Minnesota. 55350. Sorry, I'm trying to text somebody to come get my granddaughter.
You're fine.
Kind of got sidetracked for a second.
You're fine. And what's the year, make, and model of your vehicle?
It is a 2006 Hyundai Sonata LX. I just called you guys, and the lady didn't even ask me all this. And when I gave her my policy number, she's like, oh, that's not a policy number. I'm like, what? And she hung up on me. I'm like, what the heck?
Oh, wow. I'm sorry to hear that.
So I called my insurance because she's like, well, call your insurance, and hung up. And I'm like, okay. So I called my insurance. She's like, no, it's active. Everything's good. You're just fine. She's like, call back.
Mm-mm-mm. Well, I'll be happy to assist you. I have all your information pulled up here. I just need to ask a couple more things. What's the color of your vehicle?
It's white.
And what's going on with the vehicle?
My lower ball joint went out, so my tire went out in the middle of the street. I can't even move it to the side of the road.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm stuck right where I'm at. I can't do anything. I think that's Rachel, baby. You're going to go with Rachel, okay? I got to get my granddaughter. That's her ride. Oh, crap.
Okay.
No.
So...
See? Look, Rachel. Sorry, I got to get my granddaughter out of this car because it's kind of chilly out here.
You're fine.
See? Yeah, I can't move it. Here, baby. Go with Rachel.
Come see me. I got to get your seat.
Yeah,
no,
of course I do.
No, I don't have one, though.
Nope, she's going to take hers. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I just want to make sure. Sorry.
You're fine.
Oh, crap, I can never undo these. Oh, that was not so bad. You know, the clip that goes to the back? Yeah. Never undo them darn things. Oh, you got it? Do you want your mermaid? You want this? Yeah, it's just silly. That one's just sitting out here. Yeah, no, I can't even move it to the side of the road because it's... I'm on the phone with my roadside right now.
Okay.
With my insurance.
Sometimes our roadside does this. It's going to be like hours. We won't be waiting here hours. We need to call the police.
All right. You said the lower ball joint went out, and what was the other part that went out? You know, you mentioned your tire.
I'm sorry, what?
You said your lower ball joint went out, and then you said something about your tire.
Yeah, my tire is out. It's, like, tilted. It's out. My tire is not flat. It's the tie rod snap. That's what the officer just said. It's just, oh, what is that?
Okay.
That's the tie rod? Okay, he said the tie rod snapped. My bad.
Okay. I'm just going to
I love you, Zayla. We can see.
Did your vehicle shift into neutral?
It does go into neutral, but it won't move.
Okay.
And honestly, I had to put it in neutral to just turn it off because when I put it in park, her was clicking. Oh, hey, Rachel.
So they got information from me that you want me to go.
And is the vehicle four-wheel drive or an all-wheel drive?
I don't know. You know, is it? I have no idea. All I know is it's a 2006 Hyundai Sonata V6 engine. That's all I know.
Okay.
Two or four. Wheel.
It's a two-wheel
drive. The officer said it's a two.
Okay.
That's my husband. Okay. He only got the jack because I think he heard. You can't fix it. It's a tie rod snap. The tie rod snap. You can't fix it. I'm on the phone with him right now.
And which side is that tire sticking out on?
It's the front passenger.
Okay. And also, you will be on scene with the keys to the vehicle when the provider arrives?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why I called her. I called her to come get Isaiah because it's too chilly for her to be sitting in the car with no heat.
And also, will you be needing to ride with the service provider?
Yes.
Okay. Is it one passenger or two?
My husband's here right now, but I don't know if he's going to walk back to the house. He can walk. I can't because I have health problems.
Okay.
And I just want it towed back to the house. My husband can fix it from there.
Okay.
And it's not even a mile, not even a mile and a half from here. So. I don't have no money on me though. Oh, will they? Right. You know about how long the tow truck would be?
I'm not sure. Sometimes it'd be about 45 minutes to an hour or to 2 hours. It all depends on the provider. And what's the address the vehicle is currently located?
Okay, I have a question. The officer just asked me, because I'm in the middle of the road and there's a traffic hazard and I cannot move my vehicle, what happens if I call the nearest tow truck company to come get this?
If you do that, you'll have to try to get it reimbursed through your insurance provider because it's going to be an out-of-pocket expense, I'm sure. It's up to them, though. I'm not sure how their policy is.
Or try to, anyway.
Yeah.
And I have no money.
I mean, I got to get it out of here. That's my job.
Uh-huh. I don't know. We got to, he said we got to call somebody else because it's going to take too long. Okay. So should I just hang up with them, sir?
Yeah. If it's going to be over an hour. We can.
So it's going to, either way, it's going to be in about an hour. Ma'am?
Hmm.
It's going to be at least an hour then?
Okay, so.
It all depends on that. I'm not really sure what time they'll have.
Okay, well, can you do this and find out, and then we'll go from there?
Where'd that boat go?
Okay. So what's the address that it's located so I can see what ETA time
is? It's in the middle of the street. I'm in the middle of, I'm on basically the corner of Adams and Oakland and Jefferson and Oakland. I'm in the middle of the street.
Okay.
There is no address.
So what I'm going to do is send a text message to your device. It's going to provide you a link. Once you click the link, it's going to provide you with latitude and longitude numbers. May you provide me with those numbers?
It's on the thing. Hold on 1 second. I don't see no text message yet. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're on a hill too, Jason.
Yeah.
And I just pulled the e-brake. It's not letting me back out. I understand. Hold on.
That roadside stuff? If it's just.
Oh, here, I got it. Okay.
Oh, good. Trying to fix this.
Oh, God. It's not giving me the numbers.
Okay, let's see. Do you have an iPhone or Android?
Android.
Okay. If you have the Google Maps app, it should provide you with the longitude and latitude numbers once you type in current location.
Okay, hold on. It doesn't give me no numbers. It just says Hutchinson, Minnesota.
Right. So once you scroll up, you should be able to scroll up. Let me follow along with you 1 second. Okay, so once you type in current location, you're going to see where it says directions, start, save. Do you see that? Scroll up, and it's going to go all the way down, and you'll see, looks like a pinpoint avatar.
Yep.
Do you see anything that's in parentheses?
No, I do not.
Okay, should be at the very bottom where it has a... two numbers with the dot and the numbers after that.
It's in place, add your business to map. says measure distance, Minnesota 55350. That's all it says.
Okay, where you see measure distance, it should be like right up under that. You'll see measure distance, then it'll have photos of it, and then up under it, you will see numbers.
Nope, there's a photo. And then it says suggestion edit on Hutchinson, add a missing place, and add your business.
Okay, one moment.
What does that mean?
Yeah. Joined? Yeah,
and I just had those replaced. I don't understand that. What, 6 months ago? It's not giving me no numbers.
Okay. Do you see a building nearby, like any businesses or anything nearby?
There's a Senate, and there's also a car shop. Just a nearby. Oh, I'm right across the street from 3M. Duh.
Okay. And how do you spell that?
3M. You know, like the tape company? 3M.
That's why I said if she goes straight.
Well, how am I going to do that when I got to turn the corner?
You're not going to turn the corner. You're getting out of this corner. We'll worry about that once you get over there. I don't know if 3M why. That's what they hold the truck.
Right.
Okay, let's see.
Yes.
What?
It's in there.
What's in there?
It's in. That's a full back thing. Yes.
Okay, so when I pull it up on the maps, I see it's giving me an address of 905 Adams Street Southeast.
Okay, I don't know where that. Oh, for 3M?
Yes.
Yep, that sounds about right. Yep.
Hey. All right, and you said you're in the middle of the road, correct?
Yeah, my husband's trying to fix it so I can move it out of the middle of the road, though.
Okay. So would you be on the corner of Oakland Avenue and Adams Street?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm still going to call him to have him come get it, though.
All right, and you're trying to get it towed to 200 Minnesota Highway, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, you can do it. I'm not driving it.
All right.
Because you're the one that's going to fix it, so you make it worse. That's on you.
Problem is if I had that small gas,
which is last time I seen it was in the back seat.
Is it back there?
I think it was under our head was on the floor. Yeah, it's on the other side. It's over there.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is reach out to the provider and see how long it'll take, and I can definitely give you a call back.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.